Minister Bakayoko was sick. He became prime minister, I believe, in the first week of July 2020, and he replaced the late and former prime minister Amadou Gon Coulibaly, who was the choice of Mr. Ouattara, you know, to succeed him when he retires. And then there was a power struggle around Mr. Ouattara between Amadou Gon Coulibaly, who died last year, and Ahmed Bakayoko, who died today. And then Mr. Ouattara's brother, who is the Minister of Presidential Affairs, so and some other ones. So it is a shocking news for the country. We have lost two prime ministers in less than 1 year. So it is scary, and many people are thinking about the worst. So, and then also, the one who replaced Ahmed Bakayoko, Patrick Achi, we heard that he is sick also, that he's been transferred to Paris today.
Are you saying Patrick Achi?
Yes, Patrick Achi is also believed to be sick too, and he was taken to Europe.
President Alassane Ouattara described the late Bakayoko as my son and close collaborator. Some people say that President Ouattara was trying to groom the late Bakayoko and even the previous prime minister.
No, it is not true. He might have groomed Amadou Gon Coulibaly, who died last year, to become president after him, but not Ahmed Bakayoko, because of Mr. Ouattara. He made a statement last year when he was convincing people that he needed to be there for the third term. And he said that it took him 3 decades, you know, for him to groom Amadou Gon Coulibaly. That's why, you know, if Gon is gone, he don't see any other person that can be there. He said that himself publicly. But Ahmed Bakayoko, of course, was very close to Mr. Ouattara. You know, we belong to the same generation when I was fighting for freedom under the wings of Gbagbo. Ahmed Bakayoko was close to Mr. Ouattara. He created a newspaper called Le Patriot. Later on, he became the managing director of a private radio founded by Ouattara and his wife, Radio Nostalgie. And then after that, I was seen as the golden boy of the press in Ivory Coast. And when there was a rebellion, as it was, Mr. Ouattara, who is the godfather of the rebellion, he became a very prominent political figure, and he became a minister under Gbagbo, but on behalf of Mr. Ouattara's party. And when Ouattara became the president, in 2011, then he became the Minister of Interior and Security, a little Minister of Defense. And then when Amadou Gon died, and then it's like he forced Mr. Ouattara's hand to appoint him as the Prime Minister. But Ouattara did not want him because they said that he has some limited intellectual capabilities, but they put him there. And now we heard the news that he was poisoned. And then like many other people were poisoned in the country. And then all the fingers are pointing at people close to Mr. Ouattara, including his brother.
Did you say that Bakayoko, there's news that he was poisoned?
The credible sources say that Mr. Bakayoko was poisoned. This is what many people in Ivory Coast think, and this is what I'm sharing with you.
Nyaka, thank you very much again. We're always very happy to have you.
Thank you, Roland.